Everybody, it's Roger and James here, Founders Kingdom. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the Incredibles movie, or the Incredibles 2 movie. Well, actually, I'm not going to be saying a lot, but James is going to be telling us all of his thoughts on the movie. Unfortunately for us, outside of the US, they've decided to delay the movie. The movie's not out for about a month for me, and to be honest, with the Incredibles video game, it's probably going to spoil most of it anyway. Plus, we're not exactly talking it's the same kind of spoilers at the end of, like, Star Wars or Infinity War. So we're going to go into that. So first off, James, what did you think of the Incredibles 2 movie as a whole?
As a whole, I enjoyed it a lot. Mm-hmm. I was, of course, a big fan of the first Incredibles movie, and this was exactly what I wanted in a sequel. You know, they upgraded the graphics to modern standards. They continued the story. It picks up literally where the first one ends. It's a lot of fun. The story focuses more on Mrs. Incredible this time, or Elastigirl, as the trailers show, but there's plenty for the other characters to do. Edna Mode, of course, comes back, and Frozone's back, and then we've got some new superheroes as well. So, all told, yeah, it's a really good movie. I think if you like The Incredibles, even to a small degree or to a large degree, you will enjoy Incredibles 2 a lot. So that's the nutshell review right there.
So I've got a question there. Something that I saw pop up on the internet yesterday was apparently there's a lot of strobe lighting or kind of things that are setting seizures off in migraines. And I'm going to be honest, that's instantly actually kind of wearing me because I do suffer from migraines of like, okay, I don't like the sound of this.
Right. I also get migraines. I did not get them from The Incredibles 2, but that is something that people should keep in mind. Have there actually been reports of people actually having seizures on this? Because I think from what I read, yeah, there are flashing lights, but they're on a frequency that normally is not associated with epileptic seizures. I don't know how accurate that is. It's obviously just been the first weekend. So if you are prone to those or migraines, because they can be triggered by the lights too, definitely be wary of that. And it is not a small thing. It's probably takes up, well, there's one scene where it's very prominent. Like, it's two characters fighting in front of a giant screen, which is flashing very, very quickly. That scene lasts for about a minute. And then later in the movie, there's another scene where a lot of characters are in front of some screens, and then that screen appears in the background of other scenes, and you can see it flashing, but it's not as in your face as this scene right about the halfway mark.
Yeah, I'd rather not have to sit for the cinema and then close my eyes for a minute while a fight's going on, because normally it's like, you know, when you go by and you see like stuff, you know, you try and shield it, and it's like, oh. So if I know roughly what it is, but yeah, a minute to be sat there in the cinema with my eyes closed is going to be.
I will say, without spoilers, when Mrs. Incredible is first going to confront the bad guy, who has been identified as the bad guy at that point in the movie, she breaks into his or her lair, and it will happen during that sequence. So very shortly after that sequence begins. It's definitely a misstep with this movie, even without getting a migraine or a seizure, which I'm not prone to, but I do get the migraines. Even without getting those, it's an annoying scene, and I'm not really sure why they thought that was a good idea. So, it is a misstep, but it's also the only really big misstep I could point to in the movie.
So, overall, as a things of... is this on par with previous Pixar movies, or is it just kind of somewhere in the middle?
I think it's up near the top. It's not going to be top three. It probably doesn't even really dethrone the original Incredibles, no matter where you put that into your spectrum. But, yeah, it's near the top, and it's one of the better ones in recent years. I mean, Inside Out was really good, but, you know, Finding Dory maybe didn't quite live up to expectations. A Good Dinosaur, of course, will probably be forgotten to time, that kind of thing. This will be one of the ones that's going to... I think I'll end up watching it multiple times. Maybe not in theaters, but definitely once it comes out on home video. There is, of course, that factor that when the first Incredibles came out, superhero movies weren't huge. We obviously had X-Men, Spider-Man, Batman Begins, but now we're middle... MCU, Infinity War's in theaters, Deadpool 2 is in theaters, superheroes are at their peak. So probably a little bit different standard that we're judging Incredibles 2 by than we were judging Incredibles 1 by.
Yeah, it does. It's that kind of thing as well of like having so many superhero movies released so closely together, because you think you've had what, Black Panther, Infinity War, Deadpool 2, now this,
and Ant-Man coming,
and did we have Justice League? What was that last year? I can't remember.
Justice League was last year. Aquaman's at the end of the year, but we do have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and which Venom. We talked about, and Venom. So, yeah, No, I think all the X-Men movies got pushed. But
so it's that kind of thing, isn't it? Of just like it's like you say, it's not quite. We've got used to seeing superheroes on the screen a lot more than when they came out the first time.
Right. That said, this is a very good superhero movie. Especially, it's good for kids, but there are still humor moments for the adults as well. Mm. Pixar is very good at balancing those. There were some moments in the movie where I was laughing pretty hard. There's a scene pretty early in the film where they're in a diner, just a standard old-timey diner, and it's one of the funniest scenes I've seen in a movie in the last couple of years. I had a hard time keeping it together through that. But no spoilers on what that is. There's plenty going on. There's callbacks to the original movie. Edna Mode is, of course, back into it, and she's always a treat and, you know, probably manipulating everybody. But that's beside the point.
Yes. Well, I've got my own theory on that one, but there we go.
I'm sure there are a lot of good theories. Maybe we'll do a video for a slow week on Edna Mode.
No, this is the thing. There was lots. I mean, having just been down in Disney World, there was lots of merchandise all over the place. Was it Screens?
And then they've got the Incredibles 2 going on.
Pieces out. It's a bit of an odd one, this one. I feel like it did very well over the weekend. The box office was big numbers, but at the same time, it's that weird thing for me of like in Disney World, I saw lots of promotion, but obviously here in the UK, nothing's moving at all because it's not out for another month. So it's like it's very hard for me to judge what the actual buzz around the movies like. Was the cinema full? Was there lots of people excited?
I actually went to a double feature which had both The Incredibles and Incredibles 2 back-to-back on a Wednesday night, and it was mostly full. Normally these features, like I've done these double headers before. I did one for Deadpool, there was probably maybe half full. Incredibles was a mostly full theater. I haven't been to it during just regular showings on, say, Friday or Saturday, but the box office take has been good. The buzz has been good. Other than the aforementioned blinking light sequences, which, again, I don't know what the heck they were thinking. And this isn't like Pokemon back in the 90s when it was kind of like, oh, whoops, we totally screwed up. No, this is a well-known thing at this point. So
yeah, apparently, I think some cinemas are starting to put like signs up, but there's no official warning and stuff. So it's that kind of thing of, oh, they might end up adjusting it for home video if they realizing that it is actually causing some issues, because that can happen as well. But overall, like sort of story lies and stuff, is it kind of a unique story or is it something we've seen in other movies?
No, it's definitely not unique. It's a story that you know pretty well, told very well. I think, there's, as is normal with these kind of movies, there's a twist on who the villain is and how the villain goes about their things. I think most, at least adults, will figure out the twist long before it actually shows up on screen. But it's still a well-told story. It's structurally sound. It's emotionally sound. You know, you get lost in the ride. But there's nothing you're going to see here that's going to make you go, oh, this is a new take on the superhero. I see things from a different perspective. No, it's just, it's a well-told story that you already know, but that's what Pixar is. They, with the exception of, say, like Inside Out, they normally are just very well-told variations of stories you already know.
So is this the proper Fantastic Four movie again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is much better than any real Fantastic Four movie we've gotten. I mean, yeah, sure, they switched the characters around, you know, the kids are the speedster and the invisible, but you know, it's really well done. Frozone is of course prominent, and he's got more screen time probably because Samuel Jackson has only increased as a star since the first one came out. The new superheroes are pretty good as well. They don't get much personality added to them, but they have some cool powers and they do some cool visual things with them, so the fights end up being at least visually entertaining.
But also, it's just that kind of thing of as well of, is the villain as interesting as Syndrome?
No, probably not. And part of that is because they spend so long hiding who the villain is.
Yeah.
Like, they don't reveal who the... right from the beginning of the first Incredibles, you kind of know, oh, Buddy's the villain. And then when they reveal it, you're kind of like, yeah, okay, we knew Buddy was the villain. And they build up why he's a villain. In this movie, they have the villain, but because they want to be secretive about it and maybe make the kids not understand what's going on or maybe fake them out, they don't get the chance to build up the villain as much. So by the time you've revealed who the villain is or who's under the mask of the villain, your chance to build them up is kind of gone. So
that's the trouble sometimes, I think, especially with movies, of when you view them as like repeat viewings of like, you know, when there's a big surprise or a big twist, it works great when you watch it the first time. It never works again when you watch it the back. You're noticing everything more, and it never quite hits that same point of what you did the first time.
Right, and writers have to build around that with, okay, we're not going to get the surprise the second time, because obviously people know it, but they leave in the little things that will make you go, oh, that's a hint of who the character is. That's a hint of where they're going with this, that. And there are plenty of those. But like I said, most adults, I think, will pick up on those before the reveal. Rewatchability in terms of the surprise factor, not so much. But there's still plenty of entertaining fights. There's still plenty of entertaining dialogue, situations, all told, really well done. But like I said, I don't think it's going to dethrone the original Incredibles on, you know, your favorite Pixar's list, no matter where it falls on that list.
Okay, so just to finish up, should I go see it?
Yes.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, any final thoughts on the movie before we end up this one?
No, I do like that they upgraded everything. There are some great storylines. I think people should go and watch it, have fun, enjoy it.
And also, was that dumpling short any good?
It was okay. It was weird, honestly. Yeah. It was very weird. I won't say anything about the dumpling short. No. Just go into it blind. Yeah. It's very weird.
Yes. On that note, guys, let us know in the comments below or get in touch with us on social media about what you guys thought of the Incredibles 2 movie. Love to know what you guys think as well. Also, go check us out over at the website. You can follow us, like us, subscribe us, bookmark us on whichever platform you want. I'm James. Where can they find you?
You find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.